Yeah, I mean, it's a tough business. We all know that things like that can happen, and when they happen, it's awful. So everybody feels for him. Everybody feels terrible. So you just hope he has a speedy recovery.
JJ, what do you take away from this game?
We lost. We needed to win, and we didn't. So I take that away from it.
In the fourth quarter, late, they were able to get some runs off to get a field goal. What was happening in that sequence?
They did a good job running the ball, and we didn't do a good enough job stopping it. But when it came time to stop it, to hold them to a field goal to give us a chance, we did it. So I think our defense did a good job going up there. At the end of the day, they scored more points than we did, and you're not going to win football games, obviously, with that formula.
Given all the adversity, you were still in this game, but this team was not able to pull it out, and now that means that losing streak here continues. Mm-hmm. Some thoughts about all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I thought our guys, we fought hard, you know. I mean, we got our third-string rookie quarterback in there, getting thrown into the fire for the first time in a tough environment on the road, and I think that the way everybody fought, the way that everybody, you know, pulled it together, I thought we did a good job of that, but, you know, there are no moral victories in the NFL, so it hurts regardless. It doesn't matter who the heck was out there. We need to find a way to win the game, and we didn't.
JJ, can you talk about the tone you guys wanted to set up early on with the pressure you guys were putting on them? You guys came out pretty strong there as a defense team.
Yeah, I think the defense did a good job, especially early on in the game. Obviously, that pick six early on sets the tone pretty well for us. That's what you're looking for out of your defense, if you can put points on the board. So. Obviously, I wish we could have put more points on the board because it would have given us a chance. So
I know that you're focused on what's happened here, but individually, with your pass defense, to you and Jason Taylor, the only two guys since 91 to have done that twice, 10 passes defensed, 10 sacks in the same season. Some thoughts about that, what that says about your game, too.
Yeah, individual stuff really doesn't mean a whole lot when you're losing a game like this. So that's great. You guys can write about it all you want, but it doesn't really matter a whole lot to me.